of which mystics have dreamed and whispered since the race was young, and which led to freedoms and discoveries beyond the three dimensions and realms of life and matter that we know. Not for centuries had any man recalled its vital substance or known where to find it, but this book was very old indeed. No printing press but the hand of some half-crazed monk had traced these ominous Latin phrases in uncials of awesome antiquity. I remember how the old man leered and tittered and made a curious sign with his hand when I bore it away. He had refused to take pay for it, and only long afterward did I guess why, as I hurried home through those narrow, winding, mist-choked waterfront streets. I had a frightful impression of being stealthily followed by softly padding feet. The centuried, tottering houses on both sides seemed alive with a fresh and morbid malignity, as if some hitherto closed channel of evil understanding had abruptly been opened. I felt that those walls and overhanging gables of mildewed brick and fungus plaster and timber, with fishy eye-like diamond-paned windows that leered, could hardly desist from advancing and crushing me. Yet, I had read only the least fragment of that blasphemous rune before closing the book and bringing it away. I remember how I read the book at last, white-faced and locked in the attic room that I had long devoted.